Hey everyone, it is me, Dove. Welcome back to Anchor. And today we're going to be talking about weight loss and how difficult it is. So, are you ready to begin? Okay, cool. Let's begin with the new podcast. Woo! Okay, we're back, and we're talking about weight loss today on Let's Begin. Okay. Y'all be wondering, like, why are you going to be talking about weight loss? Why are you talking about weight loss? Who is even listening to this whatever you're doing right now? Well, I just want to talk about weight loss right now because at this moment, it is 4:46 in the middle of the morning, and I haven't slept a wink. And I was thinking about, like, weight loss journeys, because I am going through a bit of a transformation myself. And I just wanted to talk about how difficult it is and to be in that mind state and just how it's just difficult all around. So, from one chunky monkey person to another, or just a person who just wants to lose weight, I just wanted to talk about it. So, okay. Let's have a conversation. Alright, weight loss. It's something that we were always raised to believe that is necessary. Even from a very young age, we're taught that being a certain size, even if you're still healthy, is not acceptable in society. It's more stronger for women to deal with those social aspects of they need to look a certain way. The body needs to look a certain way. They need to look a certain way, even though they're perfectly perfect the way they are. But now, with this new way of thinking, even men have to deal with that type of, like, awful thinking. Like, if you see in magazines nowadays, men have to basically always have a six-pack. And that's kind of annoying, because six-pack doesn't always mean strength. Trust me, that's what my personal trainer is talking about. He's a professional, he knows what he's talking about. The true strong people don't really have the six-pack, the eight-pack, or at least not as defined as that. Having those doesn't mean that you're strong. That just means you're, well, it's aesthetically pleasing? Well, yeah, I'm not here to judge if you do or don't have abs. Just when you meet someone that doesn't, try and be a little bit good to them, you know? Don't be a total butt munch. So, how difficult it is to lose weight, especially in this society, it's really difficult because you no longer know what you're putting in your body, what it's gonna do, what it's made of. It's not like the old days. Legit, you can start eating a banana and think you're having a best, like, easy and, like, healthiest snack ever, and then you can find out it's, like, spermicides and it's genetically enhanced bananas, and it's really weird and really awful. You just don't know what you're putting in your body, and that's why nowadays a lot of people are getting weird, strange diseases that we have never heard of, or that we haven't heard of for a really long time, popping up because of all the chemicals we're putting in to our bodies. It's hard enough that we're living in the system with global warming and how awful it is, the toxins that we're breathing in, but also the food and the water that we're ingesting has these weird chemicals. It's affecting us, it's killing us slowly. People are suffering, even without knowing it. We may be medically advanced, but just simple things like nature and how we're treating the earth so it can treat us back, you know, in a good way, we're failing. Technology might be evolving, but we as human beings, we're devolving. And that's just not cool, you know? Huh. So, why are you fat? You're probably lazy, like me. Or you have some weird deep-rooted issue that causes you to self you know, mitigate with food. Binge eating, throwing it up, not eating. Those are all forms of mental illness that we all have to go through. And yo, some people worse than others, but it's always there. And we think that it's helping, but it's not. Anyway, let's go on a mini break and get back to the story. So, break it up, honeys. Okay, we're back from our second break. Y'all, I hope you enjoyed that. We're back again. And we just had a mini rant a little bit early on about, like, pollution and what we're eating. And what you're eating is what you are. We were just getting into how eating disorders and other things are rising because of, you know, mental health and everything else like that. But that seems like a really heavily loaded question and answer. So let's just leave that for a little later on. And let's talk about getting yourself in the right mental place to want to lose weight, to be ready to lose weight. Some people say that you need to be in the mind state of hating yourself and how you are and the state you are in to start losing weight. Well, I don't think that's really the most healthiest thing or feelings to have, when you, especially when you want to lose weight. Because those feelings can easily go away. And once those feelings go away, you pound back all the pounds and repeat the vicious cycle all over again. Hitting yourself until you stop, and then you go back. It takes more than just hating how you look, or just hating how you feel, or just simple, you know, aesthetic reasons. You really do need to want to change, and that's more difficult saying it right here than actually doing it. You need to find why you want to lose weight, really, honestly. Is it because it's really affecting your health? Do you know how difficult it's going to be to lose weight? Do you have a plan on how to lose weight? Are you thinking that just by going a crash diet will help you lose the weight that you need to? And if so, will that crash diet be able to maintain the weight that you have lost to stay off? If not, then that's just not the right way to do it. To lose weight, you have to legit change your life and how you do things, not just a crash diet. You need to change your lifestyle. It really is important. If you're like me and you binge eat, then you need to find ways to stop it. At the moment, I'm taking Olestat. It's a medication that kind of helps me stop binge eating. And it's pretty cool. It has weird side effects, but what medication nowadays doesn't have side effects? Without genetically enhanced vegetables and genetically enhanced whatever we're eating, now popping pills to help you does not really, you know, affect you as much as it used to be. But be careful before you take any medication. Do research to make sure that you are able to take it without any problems. Make sure that you're not allergic to anything, and before going to your local pharmacy, talk to your GP about it and see what he thinks. But that doesn't mean that you still don't do your research. Okay? Research is power. So, make sure that you have your plan sorted out. What you're gonna eat, how much you're gonna eat. Maybe download an app to help you count your calories. Know what is your weak points and what you like eating, and make sure it's not in the house, because temptation is awful when you want to lose weight and you want to change, because we are humans of habit and we love repeating those bad habits. So to prevent those bad habits from sneaking up on you, make sure that I'm not in your presence, you know? Make sure that there's healthy things in your kitchen when you're hungry, and before you decide to munch down on a meal, have some water. It actually does help. Sometimes you may think you're hungry, but you're actually just thirsty. So before any meal, make sure to have a big glass of water. Same thing right after you wake up. Drink as much water as you can, and it just help like boost your power in your stomach and your metabolism. Boost it up, and it helps you digest and sort out your food quicker. So water is power. Drink as much water as you possibly can. Chicken breast is pretty good. No fat, no skin. Good. A little bit of lemon goes a little way. Be careful with those seasonings. They stick. Well, now we have to go on another break, but we'll be back soon. Get ready, y'all. Welcome back, everyone, from our mini break. Well, before we went on the break, we were talking about hydrating yourself. And before you decide to munch down on that piece of cake or whatever you have in your kitchen, decide to hydrate yourself. Drink water. Some tricks us and says, I'm hungry, even though we're actually just thirsty. So before you ever eat something, make sure you have a beverage. Possibly something like water. Try and stay away from fizzy drinks, sweet drinks, things that are just not good for you. Even those bottled juices that you see that says smoothie, really good and healthy. Be careful, they pack punch. Those calories and that excess sugar, it's not good for you. It's not. Even if it tastes good, and even if it does say in the package, good for you, organic. Be careful. So, make sure that you have your calendar up. Plan your day's meals. Write it down. Go shopping. Figure out what works for you. Low fat, high carb, high fat, low carb. What works for you first? But before you decide to go on any form of diet, talk to your doctor first. And if you want to call it a diet, if you want to be 100% sure that you're going to keep the weight off, you know, skip the whole diet situation altogether and just do a lifestyle. Make sure that you just know how much you're eating, when you're eating, and how much water you're drinking. Try and be like reasonable with everything that you do. Stay away from overly sweet things, overly processed things, meats, drinks, snacks of all sorts, because those things have way a lot of chemicals in them than you normally would think they do. Trust me. That's how they caught me. That and the binge eating, but that was like issue number, 395 on my scale. But we're talking about just making sure you know what is in your food. Takeouts, you don't know how they really prepared it. And when you're actually going to buy anything that's from a packet, decide before you purchase it, look behind the package and read the ingredients and how much calories and fats and sugars and salt it has. And then you make your decision if it's worthwhile. Counting calories might seem like a chore, but it actually, after a while, it actually really does help. That doesn't mean that you're not allowed to eat certain foods that you do enjoy. Just try and cook food from scratch and just be careful with the ingredients that you make. You can still have a delicious and healthy meal without all that processed sugar, processed, salts and just all those other things that we just don't need. Trust me, we definitely don't need it. Just making our lives way more. So, these extra super diets, things that a lot of young people and even older people nowadays do, making yourself sick. It might help you lose weight now. It's instant, but you'll gain it back and tenfold later. So, if you really do want to lose weight, talk to your doctor. See what they can help you with. Talk to a nutritionist before you do anything different, anything strenuous. Also, keep into a regular exercising routine. I know, if you're not used to exercising, at least go every other day, or at least try and keep it to at least 3 times a week. A little moving won't hurt you. Just take it easy, a little bit cardio, a little bit weights. Trust me, it'll be cool. Well, I know this episode hasn't been really informative, but like, I'm really getting tired. Okay, this podcast has been sponsored by Moonshine. Moonshine, the best moonshine in the whole world. It's legit called Moonshine the Moonshine. Don't judge me. Well, I hope y'all are okay and having a lovely day. I'm exhausted. It's legit 5 o'clock. So, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.